That was sweet.
It was sweet.
It was sweet.
I feel like we're on the OC or something.
Yeah, I had that. The song was called Redondo Beach, so it was that whole Baywatch OC kind of.
I could totally picture myself like running in slow motion on the beach and like with my fist in the air and doing something like going, yeah.
No, but it's like
I can make it.
Yeah, but it's hopeful.
If I just graduate.
It's hopeful because we're good people, and yet there's evil lurking.
But we're flawed. We're good people, but we're flawed, and we're learning to overcome our shortcomings.
Yes.
And then come on each other.
Did you say something perverted? That's not like you. That's my joke.
I don't watch the OC. I just assume that's what it was about.
I want to see that OC. We're not even going to replay that. So yeah, that's going to be what we're doing.
We're trying to make up for being so well-behaved when KCET was interviewing us last week.
But I said the F word with a PH. I said the PH word.
I know, but I was very good.
You were.
I was.
You were. You were very thoughtful with your questions and our answers and...
I'm what you might call...
evasive in a coy kind of way.
Or a phony. Fake. I should run for office. You know, I was thinking about this. Why every leader seems to be such a flaming asshole. And it doesn't matter if it's a country like, pick a random European country and be like, oh, you know, they're cool, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if it's some country where it's like obvious... you know, like Iran, where it's like, wow, that's fucked up. It seems to me that good people simply do not rise to power. Because the only way you can rise to power, the only way you can actually become president or dictator or whatever it is that you're going to call it, is by killing people and getting away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that quite literally, because like every leader, either they kill people... you know, as a soldier in war, or they kill their opposition.
Right.
You know, for some reason, you know, like George Washington, you know, father of our country, was famous for killing Native Americans as a general in the army. You know, but it was in a construct in which it was acceptable for him to do that, so mm-hmm. he could kill people and get away with it.
Right.
I don't mean to say George Washington is a murderous bastard or anything, but I'm saying he would never have been able to rise to power had it not been without killing people.
Right.
And getting away with it.
Right. Do you think he had sex with his slaves?
George Bush Sr., you know, head of the CIA.
Right.
Killed people, got away with it.
Right.
You know, maybe he didn't personally get, you know, bloody his hands, but is there where I'm going with that? So it's sort of like you wonder about how come there's not some great person that, like, takes control and saves us from ourselves, but I don't think it's possible to rise to power and be a good person at the same time.
Well, I think because politics isn't about saving anything. Politics is about kind of promoting politics. It isn't a consensus process. It's a divisive process.
Yes, not like Kill Radio, where we operate on consensus.
Yeah, and that's wonderful.
Yes.
So you know that the very problem is that it's a built-in us against them kind of mentality and philosophy, and if there isn't that kind of construct, then they don't know what to do. They do things because they have to. It's not because they want to. But our whole life's like that right now. I mean, come on. We have cars that we have to change tires on. Why don't we have a tire that doesn't go flat? I mean, this day and age, hello?
That's pretty funny. I never thought of that.
Or a car that doesn't last forever? I mean, that's the problem with capitalism. Capitalism...
Well, I know, you know, they make computers intentionally to have the kind of flaws that only people you pay can fix.
Right.
To keep that side of the market working.
The cars are like that, too. I can't remember which car. There was one car. I'm not going to mention it, but there was a special part that you had to do in order to do something with it. If anyone's going to have that, would be the dealership mechanics of that car company.
Yeah.
So capitalism isn't about the betterment of mankind. Otherwise,
well, I mean, I never really see things in terms of us versus them. It's always
it's institutionalized in our culture. First of all, so you wouldn't probably notice it.
No, it's me versus y'all.
And then in my case, it's even worse because it's me versus all y'all. All y'all.
All y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, great. Well, I'm glad we solved the problem of world inequality.
At least we've identified it, John. I don't know if we've solved it.
We're all equally unequal, except for those who are so unequal that you can point at them and say, whoa, that's fucked up.
It's the first step, John. We've admitted the problem.
And now we need to go apologize to everyone. Isn't that the third or fourth step?
I was just going
to
say the same thing. It's not the 27th step.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what the 12 steps are?
No.
All right.
Do you?
Someone please instant message us the 12 steps because I think it's time for Hear Hear to follow them.
Yes.
Let's play some music. Is it my turn or your turn?
My turn. We're going to do a set from two bands, two artists from Los Angeles. First one is...
I've heard of Los Angeles.
I have two. That's where I live. Is your address Los Angeles?
It is.
Do you know there's supposed to be an accent over the first A in Los Angeles if you were to truly spell it right? Kind of goes back to...
Yeah.
It kind of goes back to our whole thing about...
I guess there would be. I've never seen it spelled that way, but it's because the emphasis is on the first of a three-syllable word.
I was watching Mulholland Drive with the subtitles on just to practice my Spanish. Uh-huh. And when it said, welcome to Los Angeles, it said, bienvenidos a Los Angeles with a with an accent over the A.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh.
Because otherwise it would be on Angeles.
Yeah, it would be Los...
Yeah.
Yeah, on the hell.
Yeah.
Which is actually appropriate.
Which is appropriate in some...
But, you know, yeah. Stupid LA, you're so self-hating. Come on, this is a great town.
I'm triple self-hating because I'm in Los Angeles and Jewish. And a third thing.
Oh, and a third thing. We're going to music. This is Sarah Melson out of Los Angeles. MySpace.com/Sarah Melson. It's not Nelson, it's Melson with an M.
And I've seen her on MySpace. I know she plays out live a lot, so you could actually go see her.
This song called Fall Down. You are listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Chair right here and watch your life go by. All your ass will grow and your brain goes numb and you forget to blink your eyes. Now be a good worker and do what you're told and we'll give you this little prize. It's called a job, it's called a raise, it's called a wife, it's called a kid, it's called a house, it's called a car, it's called a life, and then you die working for the company toad. Oh, the company toad. At the company toad.
At the company toad.
Here's the cube, you'll feel right at home. Well, it's a lot like prison, but there's email and a phone. Well, you're one of a kind, you're one of our own. But if something goes wrong, well, you'll be on your own. 'Cause working all the time gets you nowhere. Well, this is why you went to school, so you could find your niche. But really, you're just several $1,000 in debt, and you're someone else's bitch. You can take this back, I don't want it anymore. I'm tired of being a corporate whore. Where you can have my job, and you can have my wife, and you can have my house, and you can have my car. 'Cause living this way ain't getting me too far.
Dude, you just played two awesome songs in a row.
And they were both from Los Angeles.
It's so not like you. It's not true.
It's so not like you that you say it's not true.
About it not being like you. Mm. You often play two awesome songs in a row. But those were two particularly awesome songs.
Yes, that was Monk Turner, a song called Company Toad. MySpace.com/Monk Turner. And again before that, Sarah Melson with Fall Down. MySpace.com/Sarah Melson. And thank you, Los Angeles.
Yeah, represent. In. IN apostrophe. Hey, guess what? We're having a Kill Radio fundraiser.
Yay.
And it's one in which we actually anticipate raising funds, so we're very excited about this.
And also we're anticipating raising fun, too.
Fun. You know.
Lots of fun.
But seriously. Seriously, dead seriously, we're having a fundraiser. It's going to be at the Echo, which is a kick-ass venue in, would you believe, Echo Park, 1822 West Sunset Boulevard. When? January 18th. Thursday, January 18th. It starts at 8.
It's a month away.
It's literally a month away. Literally a month away. It's not that sort of
isn't really
amorphous month away.
Even though, is there 31 days in January?
Well, but a month is not determined by a number of days.
It's
determined completely arbitrarily. So the Christian calendar.
Could be 28 days, could be 29, could be 30, could be 31.
The point is, it's literally a month away.
Literally, not actually.
A month from now, it'll be Thursday. I can't explain it, I'm just telling you. It'll be Thursday the 18th instead of Monday the 18th. God. And it's a $5 cover. The show starts at 8:30 p.m. We have five bands that we're putting on. That's a dollar a band, people. That doesn't exist anywhere in L.A.
No.
The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, Die Rockers Die. They're all kick-ass bands. They belong to the Central Second Collective, which is an indie rock collective. You can check them out, myspace.com/thecentralsecond. And we've played a bunch of their music on this show, other shows at Kill Radio as well. On the 8th, by the way. I'm just now informing you. Although I think I maybe mentioned January 8th.
Quit pointing at me.
We're going to have as many of these bands as we can in the studio after Here Here to come in and tell us what they do and maybe play a few songs for us. So that'll be a day with the Central Second on January 8th. That'll be fun.
What's great about most of these bands is what they do. Most of them play music.
Yeah, and those that don't, they're not even really bands.
Yeah. Be a fun night.
It's going to be a great night because, it's, you know, most fundraisers, they charge you like $30 to get in and they don't offer you anything. We're only charging $5, and we're going to have stickers, T-shirts. There's word of a bake sale. I'm not sure what that's about, but that might happen. And, you know, the bands are kick-ass, and they're going to let us take the door. Well, whatever the echo doesn't take from the
also,
door.
Also, both John and I are for rent.
Well, Mark is for rent. I'm off the market. Even for rent.
I'm sure we could get some money out of Shannon. Finally, I get to have sex with my fiance. God, I got to pay him $5 for that, too.
Okay. I'm on Shannon's market, but I'm not on anybody else's market.
Well, she's going to be there, right?
It's a market of one. Of course.
Thank you.
Of course. I drag her out to as many of these things as I can. So we're very excited about this. We hope that you can attend if you're listening to us live now or listening to an archive of this and it's not after January 18th, then do attend.
Or if you're listening to us after our untimely demises.
Wow, you're so morbid today.
Have I been?
I don't know. It just sort of came out that way. I have music.
Oh, here's the other thing. You get to meet us.
Play some music. Yeah, if you're interested in meeting us.
If you're interested in meeting Mark and John, they're going to be at the Echo on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. In Echo Park, California.
When we went to the LA Music Awards, I felt like, you know, we made an appearance. You know, I like that idea. I think we should go and make more appearances.
We should.
You know, we should start
show up.
Promoting shows like Meet Mark and John if you're here.
And just tell us that we're there.
Exactly. What? What's that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Umberto.
Hey, everybody that's listening to Here Here, awesome show. It's amazing the music that you get turned on to by listening to them. I was just listening in the other room, in the green room, and I wanted to know if I may MC maybe a little part of the show, like maybe one band or something.
What show?
Of the fundraiser show? Well, I'll talk to the bands and see what they have in mind. But in terms of that, I'll definitely talk to them and ask them. I think it would be great to have Umberto of the world-renowned con scene helping to MC the
event. We'll have to get that approved
through
HR. By
the way, Umberto's show is on Tuesday nights from 10:30 to midnight. It's called Con Sin, and it's an awesome show full of music and politics.
No, you're done talking, Umberto. We got to play some music.
Yeah, go save it for your own show.
I told you, he will take over your show.
He's our number one fan, and we mean that in a Kathy Bates kind of way. Jody Shelton Band is up next. This is a band that comes to us from an envelope that was sent to us from New York.
New York City.
On East 3rd Street from My World Productions. 10003, that was my zip code when I lived in the East Village. And that is a cool neighborhood.
No one cares, John.
Oh, but it's so exciting. I miss it so much.
It really misses you.
I'm sure it doesn't. Jody Shelton Band. I'm going to play them right now. They sound like this. Here, killradio.org.
Ooh.
Here, here on KillRadio.org. That was Jody Shelton Band. And you can get more information on them by going to Jody Shelton, that's JodySHelton.com, as well as MySpace.com/Jody Shelton. Guys, thanks for submitting your music to Hear Here. Hey, speaking of submitting your music to Hear Here, how does this whole Hear Here thing work anyway, Mark?
Do you want me to tell you or do you want to role play again?
Oh.
Let me just tell you.
Yeah, just tell me.
Because if we role play every single time, it might get old like any second.
It was old shortly after it started.
You do a great stoner dude voice, though.
No, I don't. I do an awful one. I know some people who do a good one.
And you are very sexually harassing when you eat a pickle into the microphone. It's like two phallic objects near your mouth.
It didn't come out as strongly as I thought it would. You could really hear it in here, sort of like... But
yeah.
I was listening to the archive, and it didn't sell quite as well.
But you had basically two phallic symbols close to your mouth, and it was hard for me to look at you and not get aroused.
I think that's fantastic. I'm going to start wearing tighter jeans, and I'm going to do whatever I can to torture you.
You think you're hot shit, don't you? Are you drinking Dr. Pepper?
Diet Cherry Vanilla Dr. Pepper. It's wrong in so many levels, but, you know, it's delicious.
You could probably smoke that.
I'm addicted to it, so be it.
God, I am rubbing off on you. Anyway, this is how you can submit an MP3 to the show. We love MP3s. MP3s only.
Mark loves MP3s.
Yes. I use a website called YouSendIt.com. It is a free website. It's YouSendIt.com. Basically, what it does is allows you to upload tracks, and it saves them on their server.
They should be paying us. We've been advertising for them pretty damn well. Yeah. Not that there's any advertising on Kill Radio, which is a non-profit, anti-corporate
non-commercial
radio.
Yeah.
But we do use things that exist, and YouSendIt is one of those things.
We also use the air we breathe, so I guess we should be telling God to pay us a residual for that.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah, me too, because if anyone's got bucks, God does.
God's got buku bucks.
Yes. Anyway, so YouSendIt.com. You upload the track. Use my email address as the recipient address, and that is mark@killradio.org. What happens, you upload the track there, I get an email, and then I just download it from their server. So your outbox isn't filled up, nor is my inbox filled up.
And the thing about Mark's inbox is...
Oh, no.
No, I didn't mean it that way. You see your eyes are really rolling? No, I'm just saying... sometimes people tell us that, oh, hey, you can download our track from our MySpace or from my website. But seriously, we get so many submissions, you can't even begin to comprehend.
Yeah.
The numbers are Googleplectic.
Yeah, that's all.
10.21 gigawatts. They're huge. So rather than have us go and actually extract the song from you, it's extremely helpful if you submit it. Following the instructions that we have on the MySpace page, the instructions that Mark just gave for sending MP3s.
That way we know also what track it is you want us to play. There's no confusion. But yeah,
so
go
we receive it and play it.
And please, with your submission, just go to our MySpace page because it has all this information there. It even has the link to YouSendIt.com.
Which is HEAR_HERE.
Yeah, MySpace.com/HEAR, HEAR_HERE. And there's the submissions information, because also there's a little bit of information we'd like you to include with that so that we can, you know, pass on your information to our listeners that like you. John, do you want to talk about a CD real quick?
Yeah, and if you want to send CDs, which I enjoy because I get to sort of look at the cover art and everything, and also we'll keep the CDs here. We'll put them in the Kill Radio library for all the other DJs to use if they so choose. Just send it to us at the studio. It's Kill Radio, attention, Hear Here. 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And again, all this information is there at myspace.com/HEAR_HEAR. So send us MP3s, send us CDs, send us, and we will play it. And that's how Hear Here works.
Yep.
And, dude, we've been doing the show for,
9 months.
9 months.
We could be having a baby right now.
Exactly. Exactly.
We would have had sex that first night rather than 3 months later.
Then I would be pregnant today with a baby that I'd be ready to deliver today.
Yeah, because I screwed you. Yeah.
Well, I think there's certainly no doubt about that.
God.
If there's a bottom in this relationship, it's me.
That sounds so perverted.
Shannon, if you're listening, I love you. And
can't wait to see you tonight.
She's not listening.
Thank God.
Let's play some more music, man.
Yeah. You know, I want to tell you, this is the first time I think we've played a band from Finland.
Is that true?
I think so.
Oh, I think you're right, because I remember that we played a band from Norway a couple months ago, but
when
not
these
Finland.
Guys... Norway's totally separate from Finland.
That's what I'm saying. I was thinking that we had played music from Scandinavia, and I couldn't remember where it was, and I just now remembered that it was Oslo and not
Scandalnavia.
Finland. Ooh.
That should be the... We're from Scandinavia!
Except the funny thing about Scandinavia is you never hear anything bad coming out of there.
No.
Like, the worst thing you ever hear coming out of that area is that there's some sort of trade deficit involving fish. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way at all.
Right.
I think it's amazing that there actually is this tiny little patch of land on Earth that isn't plagued by horrible controversy and fire death.
Right.
So, rock
on,
Scandinavia.
Although Denmark published those cartoons of Muhammad.
Hilarious cartoons.
Yeah, they were so funny. I didn't even see them. Did you see them?
I did. It's just
okay.
A picture.
Anyway, so what's funny about Finland, when I got the submission from Finland, I checked out their MySpace page. This band's called the War Blinkers. It's myspace.com/warblinkers. And what's funny was I thought, I know, I'm going to try to induce a Finnish invasion, just like we just had a Scottish invasion when
we
they submitted.
We certainly did. We had a lot
so
of Scottish
I went
humor.
Through their MySpace page and added all the Finnish
bands.
Got nothing.
Well, give it
Finnish,
some time.
No, Finland doesn't want anything to do with L.A. I mean, if they come here, what's going to first going to happen? They're going to evaporate. They're not going. There's going to be so much
so
sun. And they're like, what is that ball in the sky?
They get plenty of sun in Finland.
When?
When the sun is out.
Oh, okay.
It's just not known for its for being warm.
I'm just
all.
More having fun being, I don't know, Archie Bunker asshole.
Are you finished?
Oh. Stupid. Let's go. This is this song called "About to Say." We should probably let them say it. You're listening to Here
Kill Radio.
KillRadio.org.
.org.
I know that you wish for.
Hear, hear on KillRadio.org.
Rock and roll.
And nowhere else. Man, your voice is sends levels all the way to the top.
Rock and roll.
All right.
That was out of Lapua, Finland. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I am now. There was a group called the Warblinkers. MySpace.com/Warblinkers. As in, what is that sound? Getting louder and louder.
It's coming from you.
Okay.
I'm making it go away.
Wow.
I don't know if that shows up.
Yeah. Warblinkers, as in war, and then you blink your eye. Blink, blink.
Whoa.
John, I need you to focus on the show.
Sorry, I just got this phone where you can check your email on the phone and you can read the news and stuff.
Sir, put the phone down slowly. Sir, I need you to put the phone down slowly.
Mark, I think they've found you. I don't know how, but they've found you. Number 6 in the top stories is rapist preys on men in Houston area. Have you ever been to Houston?
No.
Oh. It must be someone else then.
At work, I kept handing news stories that were in the LA Times about white supremacists getting in trouble.
Yeah.
It's like, look, my family got busted. Or look what I did this weekend.
You're a bad, very bad person.
In a great way, though.
Sorry, I'm going to have to read this little news segment because it's music related and this is a music show. I won't read the whole article.
Please don't.
But I will read this little bit here. This from the Associated Press. This just in. It's one of the top stories. After Bush signing nuclear arms deal with India, I said nuclear. Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Because no self-respecting country would ever sign a nuclear deal with the man. When it comes to celebrity dog parenting skills, Oprah Winfrey is tops, and Britney Spears is the world's worst, according to an online vote by readers of two dog magazines. Britney was the overwhelming choice for worst celebrity dog owner for 2006. This girl cannot catch a break, man. Hillary O'Hagan, editor of the New York Dog and the Hollywood Dog magazine, said in a statement, "She once had 3 chihuahuas and never left home without at least one of them on her arm," O'Hagan said. "As soon as she met K-Fed and had kids, the dogs disappeared." Spears has filed for divorce from aspiring rapper Kevin Federline. I think that's amazing how they can only describe him as an aspiring something because he doesn't have an actual thing. Like, they could have just called him Dancer.
He just played the House of Blues.
25-year-old pop singer and Federline, 28, have a 1-year-old son, blah, 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 blah. Paris Hilton is the second place for treating her dogs like accessories.
Second place worse or second place great?
Second place worse, sorry. Online vote says Spears worst dog owner. That's the headline.
There was a woman on the red line.
And we signed a nuclear arms deal with India.
Oh, good. Thank
you. Just wanted to share those two very important stories.
There was a woman on the subway who had her chihuahua in a backpack. But it was a backpack that was all mesh, so it was vented.
See, I keep my chihuahua in my back right pocket. The left is for my
wallet.
Is that
what that sound is when you sit down?
The right is for... Wait, let's see. Hey! Oh, it's horrible. You know what's better, though, than...
sitting on a chihuahua?
Than mistreating small dogs is listening to good music.
So I guess that's the end of the show.
I have... check out this picture, man. It's a pincushion shaped like a heart with, pins
God,
in
that's
it.
Funny how that's so simply disturbing.
Yeah. And we were talking about Pinhead before, so.
John, you're always talking about Pinhead, and you were talking about Pinhead. I didn't add anything to the conversation. I didn't utter a word.
It's an icon. I'm just saying. This is an artist called Grouse, who's based in San Francisco. Just looking at the bio here, originally from Dublin.
Screw you, Hirschfield. Screw you.
You and your mispronunciations. Originally from Dublin, Ireland, Ronan Carroll, he moved to California and spent most of the 80s and 90s playing bass and guitar and somehow found himself getting involved in this dub-inspired down-tempo trip-hop that I'm going to play for you right now. You can check him out, myspace.com/GROUSE, Grouse Music. That's Grouse Music, and also his email is grouse@grousemusic.com. Anyway, sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Thank you.
Yes. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was by an artist called Grouse. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. G-R-U-S-E. And get more information on him, myspace.com/grousemusic. Or you can email him, grouse@grousemusic.com. And the album is called We Want to Be Loved. And it's 12 tracks. It's got some interesting little commentary in his bio here. Some CD Baby referred to the album as multi-layered, with funky beats and soothing melodies, a stunning debut, and with each listen, something new is discovered. Not bad. Thanks for submitting your music to Hear Here on killradio.org. Mark?
Yes. I have a...
Mark, how can I help you?
I have another Los Angeles set.
Yay.
I just decided it was time.
A lot of music from Los Angeles today.
Yes.
Usually it's from all over.
Yes. Do you want to see if I'm still making that weird sound?
Oh, yeah. No, you're good.
The weird sound has gone away. Well, let's do it. This is a band called Kosio. Song called Neptune's Crown. MySpace.com/KosioMusic. From here in the mommy land, Los Angeles, California, U.S. of A. You're listening to Hear Here at KillRadio.org.
Taking the terrain, staring at
So gringos disparaging too?
Sort of. What do you think? We're talking about disparaging terms, and I was talking about the word goyim, which is, or goy.
Well, it first started from shiksa.
We started from my soon-to-be shiksa wife.
She's not shiksa right now?
No, but she's soon to be my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So that's like, I don't want to call it disparaging in the way some words are you know, like blatantly like racist.
But it's not meant as a compliment. No.
I don't think it could be used in a non-disparaging way so much.
Mm.
Just like I think gringo is it's a derogatory term.
Also, see, I kind of know a lot of these.
You know what I mean? It's not necessarily a racist, painful.
But it's not sweet.
But it's not meant to be a compliment when someone says, oh, you dance like a gringo or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So
isn't a really bad one though Shvarza?
Well, I mean, I think that sort of depends on the context. I mean, technically, it's just the German or Yiddish word for black. But I think when you're using it to describe a black person, it's not. Then it's this derogatory. Right.
See, I think it's funny. It's probably it's all within the context of the meaning. And
see, my grandmother
sounds like what
all
you're saying
terms.
It's that they're used all the time though, and they're generally used all the time 9 times out of 10, not in a not so nice way.
I guess, yeah.
So,
schmuck.
So does that gringo dance well or no?
He
doesn't.
I don't know.
He doesn't.
I guess not.
He bites his lower lip. And he makes fists with his hands.
See, I don't dance, so I wouldn't know. I found that by not dancing at all, I'm able to look good all the time.
Mm.
Yes, it's also where the DJing comes in. I like to make other people dance, or at least bob their heads.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Big on the head bobbing. Yes. Who were we just listening to?
That was Foreign Keys, a song called Fade, out of Los Angeles, myspace.com/foreignkeys. Then before that, once again, was Koseo with Neptune's Crown, myspace.com/koseomusic. Kind of like Casio, but with an O instead of an A.
We're about running out of time. We only have negative 6 minutes to go. So I'm going to play this this band called Chop Suzy, an L.A. band, who sent us just a truly impressive press kit with all sorts of information, pictures, their EP, Going to the Mall, some stickers, which I've already placed in the Kill Radio studio.
And I have one more set, too, so I think this is going to be a marathon show.
Marathon show! Actually, why don't we do our next three shows now? Because we're not going to be here for the next 2 weeks.
Okay. This is the last show of the year, John.
Last show of the year. I hadn't really thought that through.
You don't think much things through.
I'm not a through thinker so much as an ideas man. Like, hey, let's build a car that can shrink just a little bit so it could fit into small spots on the street for parking. Or a car that where like the wheels can just like all four wheels turn 45 degrees and the car can actually move sideways
to parallel park
into a small spot. Mm-hmm. A spot that it would fit into if it didn't have to do the whole
right
swervy parallel parking thingy.
What do you think about those new
I couldn't actually execute this plan, but I can have the idea.
Yeah. What do you think about those new Toyotas or Lexuses?
The Yaris?
That they actually parallel park for you.
Oh yeah, I saw that on the news. I said the Yaris
technology
is fits everywhere. But
that
yeah.
Technology has been in Japan for a long time, but now they're finally introducing it here.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about machines doing driving for me.
Well, you know that's the future, right? We're almost there. We're gonna have network controlled cars.
Well, we'll have robot
GPS.
Slaves is what we'll have.
Okay, I'm not talking about spouses. I'm talking about your car. It always comes back to Shannon.
I said robot slaves. How did you?
I just love how you objectify her and you pretend like you're not talking about her.
I'm not. I'm talking about robots.
Yo, me thinks you protest
what you
doth
want them
too much.
To. Doth isn't even a word.
And I said it in the wrong place. Did you see how I said it?
Doth
me
is
thinks,
what people in Spain call the old way of using computers.
Me thinks. Shut up. Me thinks you protest doth too much. See, I totally said it wrong. Anyway.
I'm going to play Chop Suzy.
Please. We're going to be here for like four.
You can email them, chopsuzy@chopsuzymusic.com, or you can just go to chopsuzymusic.com. That's CHOPSUZY, if you hadn't figured that out. And, of course, I'm sure they have a MySpace. It's probably something like myspace.com/chopsuzy. They don't see it printed here. But just go to chopsuzy.com. Check them out. And they're in L.A., so my guess is you could probably go see them live. So thanks for submitting your awesome press kit and your music. And this is Chop Suzy on Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Here. Mark, why were you just asking if germs can grow on a bar of soap?
Because the bathroom here, you have to use a bar of soap to wash your hands, and it just seems like unsanitary. Then you got to use that pulled down towel dispenser, but it's not paper, it's fabric. We've talked about this on the show before, but so it's like two
moments. But they take them and they wash them and they replace them, or so we're told.
John, you got on my case last time because I reheard the show that I assumed that they wash and replace that. Why do you assume that, you said? I remember distinctly.
Well, I mean, so you don't know, but you just assume it.
Well, so can germs grow on a bar of soap?
I don't see why not. You know, I certainly wouldn't try and stop them.
So do I have to wash the soap bar and then wash my hands?
You know, what I always thought was interesting is people who are kind of germ-phobic, they wash their hands a lot. But soap is so toxic, it even kills germs.
Well,
think about that.
Water has bacteria on it.
I'm just saying, everyone assumes soap makes you clean, but soap is made out of poison. It's poison that's so strong it kills things you can't even see. I would stay away from soap altogether if you really want to be clean.
If you really want to, you should just use alcohol.
Well, I certainly used plenty of that over the weekend.
Not to clean out your insides, John.
It's like Drano, but for people.
But for people. Is it my turn?
Yes, it is. Yes, we were just listening to Chop Suzy, which I bet they have a rockin' live show. I was reading on their in their press kit that one of the things they were saying is that one of the reviews was that their music. I was saying music made me sweat or something like that. Like so, like I just picture them like rocking out really hard in some like cool like small venue like Lava Lounge or something like that. You know, just like people like really getting into it because it's very energetic. So that's Chop Suzy. Check out ChopSuzyMusic.com, brought to you by Red Shirt Records. The name of the EP is Going to the Mall. Thanks for your submission to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
We're going to go somewhere in California that I don't know where it is. I wonder if you know where it is.
Is it Los Angeles?
No.
Oh, it's just a guess.
El Sobrante, California. Called The Pole Position. Song called I Walk in the Shadow of the Moon. MySpace.com/poleproject. Name after my whole own heart, but I had to say it. I'm sorry. You're here. I had to say it.
No, that was good. Stupid. No, it's good you picked up the slack because I should have said that.
I was waiting. Right. I did actually wait for you to say something.
No, I was thrown by Pole Position because you remember the remote control. No,
it's an arcade game by Atari.
Right.
It's one of the first games I tried talking
about.
RC
Pro Am, but it would say basically.
I had the voice with the woman's scream. Prepare to race.
This is very well done.
I did pretty good. Prepare to qualify. Let's go to music.
Here.
Into a canoe. You understand? expectations live.
Out of Metropolis, Florida.
Is that a real city? Or is that a fictional city?
Well, I think I got that from the MySpace page. So I guess you can lie on your MySpace page.
No. God, that's ridiculous. Why would anybody lie on a MySpace
page? I think they have
page?
Controls where you can't actually lie on your MySpace page. That's why it's impossible for 12-year-olds to get MySpace page accounts.
Of course. Absolutely.
Can I tell you how many times I read in the newspaper? Like, one of my favorite things to do is read advice columns. And the one in the LA Times, one of the ones in the LA Times, the one's like, well, I got my daughter a MySpace, my 12-year-old daughter a MySpace page, but we monitor it all the time. And I want to go, first of all, your daughter probably has another page that you know jack shit about. Dumb shit.
It's kind of like, well, I bought my daughter a crack pipe and some crack, but I limit her use.
Right.
By only smoking
it around. Or I only gave her the pipe, but I hid the crack away.
Yeah.
And she won't
and
find it.
And I keep the lighters, so...
Telling you.
And you
really
can just
bad.
Read and the daughter's like in a room rubbing two sticks together trying to start a flame.
Anyway, that was an artist by the name of Timothy Simpson, which he has.
Joe yelling for the other
which
room.
He has.
That's what we know about crack. Damn it, I can't make
such
any
a,
crack jokes in the Kill Radio because there's always some guy who's like, hey, I smoke crack.
Such a weird day today. Poor Timothy Simpson. Actually, not poor Timothy Simpson at all. That was a great song.
That was an awesome song. That's the
Daydream.
Kind of music that you hear, and it makes you feel smart for liking it. And you're like, this is really good music. I don't know. There's like certain artists like That I feel like, you know, like David Gray or just like...
Let's be honest, John. This is a song that makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Totally.
Good. All right.
Totally. Well, Timothy, and I really like the Pole Project, too.
Good. That was a good set.
Yeah, Pole Project reminded me of like Speedy J or like... Good. I know you really want to go and I'm like throwing out all this like crazy
shit.
Speaking
of Speedy J, Speedy John...
Oh, I never even thought about that.
Durr.
Do you think I talk fast?
No, I do. Normally you don't, but you are today.
I get very excited when I do Here because we get to play all sorts of cool music.
Yes.
And we have zero responsibility to do a good job of it.
But somehow we all just come out okay in the end.
Yeah.
So that was Timothy Simpson out of Metropolis, Florida. His MySpace page is myspace.com/theuncertains. MySpace.com/theuncertains. A song called Daydream. Before that was The Pole Project out of El Sobrante, California. MySpace.com/Pole Project. Song was I Walk in the Shadow of the Moon.
Can I thank the bands?
Thank the bands.
Thank you, bands. Thank you, Timothy Simpson, The Pole Project, Chop Suzy, Foreign Keys, Kosio, Grouse, The Warblinkers, Jody Shelton Band, Monk Turner, Sarah Melson, Blue Sugar, Jenny Riddle, TOF, The Natural Disasters, Transit, Young Astronauts Club, and Militant Dove. You all rock in your own way.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Here on killradio.org. We're here every Monday, except for the next two Mondays, because that's Christmas
and New Year's.
Yes. Both deeply religious celebrations.
Especially New Year's
and Christmas. So do your thing. Make sure you go to the movies. And then thanks for tuning in to killradio.org. The end.